K-Rock 955. This is the wash-up thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist, Mortimer Oval, Drysdale. A massive clash, Mottawarri and Drysdale, and it was the Warriors again having the better of the Hawks. 13-19-97 to 10-7-67. Lucky enough to be joined by Warriors co-coach John Meeson. Meeso, firstly, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win. I suppose we don't know how important in the context of your season that win will be, but right now those 4 points are worth their weight in gold.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a tough physical game down at Drysdale, and we knew it was going to be because they're a competitive outfit, and such is the landscape of the BFL this year. It's very even, and any win against one of those other kind of top five or six sides is super important. So we were really happy to get away with the 4 points.
Yeah. Inaccurate though, did you keep them in the contest with your accuracy in front of goal?
I guess so, to an extent, but I guess their pressure was pretty good at times and forced us to have some long shots and then, you know, some shots from out wide as well. So, yep, on one tail, we didn't make the most of our opportunities, but at the same time, you know, they were good enough to go down the other end and take their opportunities and kind of stay within reach.
Yeah. What impressed you most about the performance, Meeso?
Well, there's plenty of positives. I thought Nathan Ablett was really strong for us through the ruck. It was really good to have him back in the side. I thought some of our pressure from our smaller forwards was probably the best it's been all year. And I thought our matchups down back, led by Morgan Fenton, was really pleasing.
Yep. So in terms of Nathan playing in the ruck, did he share the role with you?
No, so I didn't play.
Okay. So what's kept you out, and how long will you be out for, is the question?
So I last week ruptured a tendon in my finger and had surgery during the week. So at this stage, I'll just kind of take it by advice from the surgeon and whatnot, but it looks like I'll probably be out for an extended period of time. So it was good that Nathan was able to come into the Tide and perform really strongly alongside Matty Speed, who played his first senior game.
So in terms of you a chance not to play again this year, Meeso, or is you hope to get back?
I'll hope to get back, but I'll be unlikely to play up until finals, and you know how deep we go in finals will be determined, I guess, on my availability, but at this stage it's probably looking unlikely.
Okay, I suppose on the flip side, is Seamus Orr any closer to playing?
Yeah, so Ori's been training really strongly the past few weeks. I haven't set a time frame on that return, but when he's ready to go, he'll put his hand up, and we'll love to get him back in the side. Yeah, give us a lot of leadership and run from half back, and he's itching to get back out there.
You and I spoke during the week. Morgan Fenton and Ollie Butler's names were both mentioned in terms of playing on Garth. Did Morgan spend most of the day on Garth?
Yeah, so Morgan got the job on Garth and did a really, really fantastic display on him. He won plenty of one-on-ones. Garth kicked his couple of goals, but I thought Morgan was one of our better players on the day, absolutely.
So looking ahead, Geelong Abbott next week, and with that their loss to Anglesey, top spots all of a sudden opened up on the ladder.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, we always knew that if we got through the kind of middle part of the year, we had some guys heading overseas, and we've kind of come out of that now, so we're starting to get some players back. So to go get the 4 points against Drysdale today was really handy. And then obviously, you know, another really tough game with Amos this week. So look, if we end up winning and kind of get top spot, great. But I think this year it's probably the best it's been in probably the last 10 years in terms of how even it is. And I think, you know, teams that finish fourth or fifth can easily, you know, take it all the way and win a flag. So ideally we'd like to get a double chance. But I think if there's ever a year where a team can win outside the top three, this would be it.
Yeah. You finish off with Queenscliff and Port Arlington, games that you're heavily favoured to win and probably will win. I suppose you don't want to look beyond this week, but you sort of know what the reward is if you can get over the top of Amos.
Yeah, I think we always kind of look at in blocks of four, you know, so this was obviously a really difficult block of four for us coming up, with Drysdale away and then Amos. And then Queenscliff are starting to get some players back now, and I think you know, they're a side that you definitely don't underestimate. And Port Arlington have that new lease on life, you know, just running around and playing good footy. It's always hard to play against a team like that in round 18 because we want to try and be really structured with how we go about it, heading into finals potentially, you know, and they would go out there with their last kind of effort, you know, and last opportunity to make an impression and kind of finish the season on a winning note. So while we'll look to get through AMOs this week, and then no doubt that the next couple of weeks after that we'll be absolutely trying to fine-tune things heading into finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Miso, well, we wish you the best of luck with the recovery from the finger surgery, and we'd love to see you back playing footy at some stage, and no doubt you'll be keen to get back sometime in September. Well done on the win. Hopefully that eases the pain a little bit of the finger surgery, and you put yourself in a good spot for a double chance now at the end of the season.
All good. Thanks, Kingy.